Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News Time, 8:26, Newsmaker 2-time here today. We're pleased to have Amanda Gutierrez and Shala Bennett joining us with the Emporia Recreation Commission today.
Shala, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great this morning.
Glad to hear that. Amanda, hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are we today, Amanda?
We are fantastic.
Good, good. Well, it's just barely getting into springtime, but the way it sounds, Shala, is we've got to get ready, or at least our kids ready, for Summerscape.
I am so happy to be talking about something that has to do with summer.
You're not the only one.
Else, but I'm happy to be talking about Summerscape this morning. Yeah, this year we are opening registration early. Normally you have to wait until April. We are opening registration early this year on March 27th. You can actually come get your registration packets on March 20th at the front office, or you can go online and download your packet, get all that filled out, because you know there's some things you got to get notarized, which maybe Amanda can talk about paperwork a little bit more because she's more on the technical side. But that's kind of our exciting news, is because everybody's trying to figure out what to do with the kids this summer, and we're excited to be able to extend or provide an earlier date to kind of get planning going on that and get going on Summerscape for everybody.
All right, so you have two big dates there, packets on the 20th and then registration on the 27th, a little earlier this year. So what, Shala, does Summerscape allow the kids to do?
Well, we do all the fun field trips, of course. We go to the Jones Aquatic Center, go bowling, rollers. We'll spend some time at Peter Pan Park, go to the splash pad, do all that kind of stuff. Tiffany Miller, who's our program supervisor, has also started for this summer a leader in training program. So Summerscape is open all the way up to 5th and 6th grade. And as you know, 5th and 6th graders are kind of on that border of being too cool for a lot of things. So she's kind of done a little program inside of a program for those older kids to give them some leadership opportunities, do some special projects, do some different learning type things for them over the summer. So they can still have fun in the mornings and still be able to go to all the field trips, because all the older kids still want to go do all the fun stuff in the afternoon. But, you know, want a little different vibe in the morning. So she has added that to the program, and we're super excited about that for the older kids. So
what are these specific Summerscape dates that kids can attend, and how often is this? Is this weekly, daily? How does this work?
So registration is weekly.
Okay.
We go from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. We are contingently starting on May 22nd. As you know, depending on snow days, which, you know,
gotcha.
Please, guys, let's not have any snow days from here.
Chuck, you listening?
But let's be done with that, yeah.
But it is Kansas, so we are tentatively planning on you being able to start registration for May 22nd, and it will go through July 29th, and then we'll have, you know, we have the extra 2 weeks that we do at the rec center right before school starts.
That was going to be my next question, is where does Summerscape take everybody?
Summerscape this year is going to be at Walnut. Walnut is the school that is the most complete. As you know, there's a lot of elementary schools that are getting the construction done. We're all excited about that. So Walnut is actually the most complete school for us to be in this summer. So we will be at Walnut Elementary School.
Okay. Sounds good. And then, Amanda, you kind of got the thrown under the bus with the paperwork side of things. So let's talk paperwork. No, what do we got to do?
Well, anyone who has signed up before for a licensed daycare program, you know, whether that's us, whether that's Camp Alexander, sometimes you feel like you're signing your life away. But there are a lot of forms that are very important that we have. You know, there's a health history form just so we know a little bit about your kids. I mean, if they're allergic to bananas or peanuts, diabetic, we really need to know that information. Also, there's an authorization for emergency medical care. So if something were to happen, that's basically allowing us to go get them care. You know, some kids need some medication throughout the day, even if it's as simple as they need a ibuprofen or something. There is a separate form that kind of has to be filled out for that. You know, we do a lot of field trips, so we want some permission slips filled out so that parents kind of know, hey, here's where we're going, and you're signing off that you're okay with that. We do go to the Jones Aquatic Center a couple times a week, so we have parents fill out some forms to kind of let us know where they're comfortable for their children to be at the pool. I mean, every kid has to do a swim test when they get there. But, you know, if you're not comfortable with your second grader could be a great swimmer, but maybe when you're not there, you don't feel comfortable with them going in the deep end. So we're going to slap a red wristband on them and know that they can't go out there. So just some paperwork that kind of helps us keep those kids safe during the summertime.
I understand. That
makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense. 8:31, Pori Rec Center, Charlotte Bennett, Amanda Gutierrez with us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Well, Amanda, let's talk about spring sports registration. Is it near?
It's getting there, but see, this is where, we totally did this backwards. I knew way more about summer skates than I do spring sports, but I do know, hold on, here's a few things I know. Shala can, she's here, she's now my backup in case I say something wrong, but April 15th, right, Shala, your new book's coming out April 15th?
Yeah, I think 15th is a Sunday, so I think it'll technically be like the 16th.
Okay, Shala, let's talk about spring sports registration.
All right, I'm done, I'm out, go ahead, Shala.
Finishing out the spring, we have baseball and softball registration is coming up. That registration close date is April 5th. So that is for third grader, student, ninth grader. So that's like full real live league play baseball and softball. The little kids t-ball
machine pitch
is later. You know, we have later registration, so you got some time on that one. But baseball, softball, third grade through ninth grade, April 5th. Track club, which is very popular, that registration close date is April 19th, so also coming up around the bend. So that kind of is going to round us out for what's in the spring book for registration for youth sports.
Okay. I saw something on the website about the NCAA Tournament Challenge, which sounds like it's wrapping up, obviously, here very soon.
Yes, yes. We have been giving all people a hard time that have not turned in KU as the national champion. But
they automatically get docked 20 points on that or something?
Yes. No, yeah, come by. We have paper brackets you can fill out. Online, you can go to our NCAA Tournament Challenge page, and you can click the link to our online bracket as well, which is super easy to fill out as well. That's on like CBSSports.com or something. Rick's got all that. Good to go. Join our NCAA challenge bracket. There's absolutely no prize that's worth anything other than bragging rights, and I think you might get some chocolates or something. I don't know. Rick usually puts together a nice little basket for the winner, but mainly it's just bragging rights for the year. But we want you to come out and have fun and us give you a hard time if you don't pick KU as the national champion.
Did you know that no one has ever turned in a perfect bracket? Ever?
That's because I haven't turned mine in yet.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, you'd be beating the odds because the odds of turning in a perfect bracket, Amanda, is 1 in 120 billion.
Well, I'll say this. We've been doing this tournament challenge at the rec center the whole time I've been there. So, I don't know, 22, 23 years. I've won one time, and I had to squeak it out.
You did win. You've won, though.
I won time.
Yeah, see?
In 22 years, Phil. That's not... not very good.
So, and it,
and no lottery ticket for Amanda.
And if you're not a college basketball fan, know nothing about college basketball, and basically you're just picking on the mascot names, the way you like them, or the team's colors, your odds of winning are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Yeah.
Well, so. I think I've lost to some of those people, though, I'm telling you.
That is the way it works, though, sometimes, isn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
So, go to the website, get that taken care of, huh?
Yep, or you can swing by the rec center and we'll heckle you as you fill out your bracket.
And then you
bet you will.
I would not do that. I would not heckle. Shala maybe, but I wouldn't do that.
Oh, my gosh.
No. You got that backwards, Amanda. You are a heckler. I know that.
She is.
All right. Speaking of the website, is it featuring a new look?
We do have a new look. We've worked on it for quite a while, and we're excited about it. We feel like the flow is better, and we kind of have a better handle on how people were using it and needing it. So we are hoping that people will be excited about
being able to find their information, and it's just kind of a good new fresh look, which we're excited about as well. So we encourage people to hop on there and take a look around, and we're excited that we can get that done. And everybody knows that whoever's done that knows it's a lot of work on the back end. So
yeah.
Hopefully everybody can go out there and enjoy it and find their information.
Good deal. And that's EmporiaRec.org. It looks an awful lot like the Emporia City government website, to be honest. It got the same type of layout. Was the same company that did that?
Yes, we have. It's the same company. It's a company that specializes in government municipalities. So they definitely know how to support our type of work that we do, the city and the Emporia Rec organization. So it's been a nice to work with them because they have a really good understanding of all the things that we do. So.
Good deal. And really quickly, Amanda, I'm going to ask you, because generally speaking, you wind up being our go-to person on upcoming public events. Is there anything here short-term within the next, say, 4 to 6 months, or 4 to 6 weeks, I should say, that folks need to put on their calendars?
Wow. Gosh.
Yeah, you're the go-to.
I'm the go-to, and I feel like I will be. What we are doing, just real quick, this is our 70th birthday year at the Emporia Recreation Center, and so we have been doing this Celebrate ERC once a month, and we just kind of invite people to kind of different locations. We just kind of want to show people who we are, what we do. We want to show you all the good things, and we're okay with showing you some of our limitations, whether that's space or age or whatever. So
age? What's that about? What are you talking about?
You're talking
about age of your facilities? You're not getting personal here, are you?
Facilities, right? Some of our facilities are older.
Leave
than
Tom out of this. That's what he said.
Oh, he's probably listening. He's probably going to dial you guys up here in a second.
I'm a heckler. But anyway, it is the third Wednesday every month that we just kind of, over the lunch hour, we get together. We kind of, again, we're going to be at the Jones Aquatic Center next month. Just to kind of show people the pool, the good things, the bad things, talk a little bit about how it works and our relationship with the city as far as, you know, they're the actual owners, but we're the managers of it. So if anyone's interested in learning a little bit more about the rec center, but also what we do and where we program, just holler at us down there at the rec center, and we'd invite you to come one of these Wednesdays. And we're going to do it for the rest of the year. So we started in January. We're doing one that today, actually, out at our maintenance building there on South Avenue. So we're going to show people a little bit and have our maintenance guys talk about what they do and all that they take care of. So that's kind of a big deal for us. We just, again, I'm going to say the word showcase, but we're okay with showing all the great things and some of the things that we would like to do better, but maybe some of the reasons we aren't able to.
So is that on your website? Your new look
website. Shala, is that on our website? I'm Shala's site.
Yes,
today.
Ron, that is on our new website. I believe it's under the About Us tab. You can find
gotcha.
The ERC schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So, well, thanks for steering me in the right direction there. Nowhere to go. Before we let you go, Amanda, how did things go with the 5A tournament overall? I know that the rec center, you have all hands on deck for that. So how was last week?
It went fantastic. Every year, I hate to say it, but it goes really, really well. We have great people who come and help. We would not be able to do that state tournament without all of the volunteers that come. So, Ron, I'll give a shout-out to you and Tegan Trahoon, who announced many, many games, and both of you did a fabulous job. The teams had a great time. You know, I can't say enough about the city of Emporia as well. And when I say that, I mean the city, but as well as the citizens. I had several coaches mentioned that they hope it never leaves Emporia. Like, it's clean. The people act like they want us here. It's a great experience. And I got one shout-out for Emporia, not only the Emporia High girls, but I think the community at large. So Wednesday was the girls' semifinal, and then all the boys' games played on Thursday. And for the first time in Tom McAvoy's career, Wednesday, all girls' games, had a bigger attendance than Thursday, the boys' game. So I think that's a testament to all the Emporia people coming out and cheering on the Lady Spartans on Wednesday night.
Yeah, showing some love.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Outstanding.
So record-breaking attendance on that first Wednesday.
Well,
but
that is.
Overall, it was about even as last year. So over the 4 days, this year, we were just up a little bit on attendance, but it was about the same as last year.
So what was the attendance number? Do you have that?
Oh, you would ask
well, yeah,
that.
You led me
I
there.
I was going to go over there.
I did lead you there. I don't, you know what? Gosh.
That's okay.
I don't know. I don't even want to give you a number because then I'll be, so maybe Tom, if he's really listening, he'd call in and tell us right now.
You know, because.
Yeah, we're on the. You know Tom has a spreadsheet for that.
I know. But he's good for everything.
Yep.
I've seen him, or at least part of him.
Yeah.
You know?
Spreadsheets and just renderings. There you go.
I guess I know. I kind of know the money figure, so if I do the math, I mean, it's got to be close to, right? I'm not a math major, but I think. So somewhere under 7,000 people came through those doors over those 4 days and bought a ticket.
That's not a bad run.
No, no.
Great.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations on a well-run event. You guys do a fabulous job with that. Are you rested up now? Ready to go again?
Always. I love those 4 days. I'd do that over and over again.
Well, that's good. It shows. You guys do a great job, so we appreciate all you do. And Shala, Amanda, anything else before we wrap it up here?
I think we've hit all the highlights, but be looking for the summer activity guide. Again, we're talking about summer. Yay! April 16th. Be looking for that in the mail.
Oh, you're both awesome. You're both uplifting. Yeah. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks for having us, gentlemen.
Yeah, see you later. That's Shala Bennett and Amanda Gutierrez, Emporia Rec Center. They got plenty happening. They do.
Always do. Always do. In or out of the building. So, yeah. Again, find out more information by calling the rec center near downtown Emporia or going online to the new look website, emporiarec.org. Don't forget that Lyon County...